Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Samach Gimel. We are holding on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. We are at the very first, very wide line of Samach Beis Amud Beis, the last one in line, Amar, at Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, also by Misha Feldman and family, in memory of the first yard site of Miriam Rivka Bas Chaim Rivka Brandman. The yard site is today, her Neshama Shevna Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So again, we're holding on Samach Beis Amud Beis, and the Gemara is going to talk today about the concept of how one is supposed to treat his wife, and about what the concept of Ezer Kenegdo really means, what the Torah is telling me when it tells me Ezer Kenegdo. It's also going to give some investment advice and tell us what kind of business to go into, and then the Gemara is going to define what is an Isha Ra'a and what is an Isha Tova, and that's going to go over to Amud Beis, that discussion of Isha Ra'a and Isha Tova. The Gemara in Amud Beis is also going to tell us what the punishment is for one who fails to engage in Pru'urvu, and how there was one particularly notable exception of someone who didn't engage in Pru'urvu, and yet that was somehow excusable. So let's go back, let's begin at the first very wide line on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Kol Yodeh B'Ishto Sheyira Shemayim V'Nepokta. Anyone who knows that his wife is Yirei Shemayim and he does not fulfill his mitzvah of Ona, that he's chayiv in Nikra Chote, he's considered a Chote. Shenemar V'Yadati Ki Shalom Alecha. And the pasuk continues, Ufakadito Navcha V'Lo Techta. So the pasuk is telling us that if Ahalecha, which means your wife, is Shalom, which means Shalem, that she's complete with Yirei Shemayim, so then you have to be Poked Navcha V'Tashmish. You have to take care of your responsibilities in order that she shouldn't sin if you don't do that. There's also a mitzvah ona when a person goes to travel. On the night before, he travels on the road, he's going on a trip, so that's also a zman of mitzvah ona. And again, from the same pasuk, that it sounds that if and the pasuk continues, so ask the Gemara, Hamehacha Nafka, really the idea that you have to be poked as Ishto B'shosh Yotze L'derech is derived from this pasuk of Yadati Kisholom Alecha? Mehasa Nafka, it's derived from pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, Veli Sheikh Tshuka Seich, Melamed Sheisha Mishtokekas Albaile B'shosh Yotze L'derech. That pasuk teaches us that a woman desires her husband when he's going out on a trip, and that's why, of course, whenever she's desirous of him, so he has a responsibility toward her, a mitzvah vona. So Amar Rav Yosef lo nitzcha ela samach levesta. Now I only need the pasuk of Yadata to tell me about a case when it's samach levesta, when it's near the time where she would become a nida, where normally you're not allowed to be boel a wife. The Gemara darshins and Masecha Shavuos Adaf Yudches that a person has to be poreish miyishto samach levesta. So that's what this pasuk is telling me Yadata, to tell me that if he's yotzei l'derech at a time that is samach levesta, he has to be poked as ishto, even though normally it's going to be usher to engage in tashmish at that time. V'kama, and how much time is it usher to be engaged in tashmish? Samach levesta, amarava ona. If she normally sees dam biyom, so the entire day, the entire onas haveset is usher. If she normally sees dam belaila, that entire night is usher. That's samach levesta. It used to be the assumption in the Gemara, the assumption in the sugya seems to be that they were able to predict when they were going to get their period down to the hour. Not just down to the day. So if it was down to the hour, samach levesta means the entire ona of that veset. The veset is within the hour, and the entire ona of that veset. It's based on that we have the chumra of the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah is machmir that not only does one have to be parish miyishto during the onas haves, during that entire time period, but in the previous time period as well, in the previous ona as well. Where does that chumra of the Or Zeruah come from? It doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara. So it comes from the idea, the Shach explains, that an onas Havest used to be like down to the hour. So the Samach Levest, the Veset used to be down to the hour. So the Ona HaSamach Levest was the entire day or the entire night. But if you can only narrow it down to a daytime or a nighttime to begin with, to a 12-hour period, then the Ona HaSamach Levest would then be backed up. It would then be the Ona that is prior to that. So that's where the Chumrah of the Or Zeruah comes in. So vahani mili lidvar arshus. But this idea that you have to be poked before you yotze lidarach is only for being yotze for dvar arshus. Aval dvar mitzvah, but if a person is traveling for purposes of a mitzvah, mitridi. So then he's likely to become tarud. What does it mean he's going to become tarud? So Rashi explains two possibilities. Either he's going to become so tarud in the tashmish that he's going to be mevatel himself from the mitzvah, and that would be terrible if he's a mevatel the mitzvah. Or alternatively, Rashi says, I'm going backwards, that's the second explanation of Rashi. The first explanation of Rashi is that since he's tarud b'mitzvah, he's not chayiv to be osik in the mitzvah of ona. So one or the other, he's tarud in one, it's going to cost him the other. Tanrabanan, ha'oiv ishto kegufu, if a person loves his wife like he loves himself, meaning, that's a dafyomi coincidence, via hafta l'reach ha'kamocha, just this past week's parasha, at least here in Chutz La'aretz. So if someone is oiv ishto kegufu, that's why it doesn't say yoser migufo, because it's v'hafta l'reacha kamocha. That's the mitzvah in the Torah, to love her like yourself. If he's mechabid her more than he's mechabid himself. It's interesting, you know, when it comes to kibud, we just also learned about kibud and mora ava'im in this fast week's parasha, but it's sort of a Rav Schechter often points out, it's a mistranslation in English. We call kibud honor, and mora fear or awe. Really, mora is honor, meaning mora is the standing up for them and not sitting in their place and things like that. Kibud is acts of service. Kibud is to provide for them. So we hear mechabda yoser migufo doesn't mean what we would call honor. It means buying her nice clothing. It means making sure that she's when you can buy yourself a nice wardrobe or buy your wife a nice wardrobe, you buy your wife a nice wardrobe. And that's based on the concept that that kavod is always a reference to clothing. That's what Rashi in Sanhedrin mechabda yoser migufo says. It means that betachshitim na'im, you know, nice jewelry and nice clothing, that she should look good. And the Marsha explains that it's called kavod because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Tzadi Dalin and Baba Kamet Tzadi Aleph that Kariyin Shi Lamani Mechabdusa, that people refer to their clothing as Mechabdusa. That's probably why Big Day Shabbos is a form of kavod Shabbos, to wear clothing that give a person honor. So that's a Mechabdu Yosem Gufa, that you get nice clothing and nice jewelry. So someone who, again, loves his wife like himself, is mechabiter more than himself, is magic palav benosav b'derech yishara, leads his children, his sons and daughters on the right path, v'masiyan samach l'pirkan, and he marries them off young, when they're still very young, before there's too much time for a yetzer hara, alava kasav omer, it's about him that the pasuk says, v'yadata kishalom alecha. And similarly, ha'oev eshchenav, if someone loves his neighbors, v'amekari v'skrovav, and he's loyal to his family, v'anosei es pasachosav, and someone who marries his niece, his daughter's sister. The Rashi says that Dafka says basachoso because a person tends to be closer to his sister than to his brother, and therefore he should marry her daughter because he's going to love his wife more if he marries the daughter of someone that he's very close to. So he's going to have a better relationship with the wife, and then it will be a greater kiyum of yaftal recha kamocha, a greater kiyum of shalom bayis. Tosfos however says no, love Dafka basachoso hu adin basachiv. It says basachoso because normally his sister will bother him more about a shidduch for her daughter than his brother will bother him about a shidduch for his daughter. So he's more likely to listen to his sister and marry basachoso. So it's more matzui. The Rambam also seems to assume that it's lav dafka basachoso or basachiv. If amal v'selulani b'shas docho, or someone who lends money to a poor person when the person is desperate. Tosfos points out that the Tosfos here and in Masechta Sanhedrin that over here it sounds like it's a really good thing to lend someone money b'shas dacho. And the Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Hey, the Gemara darshens from the pasuk Mitzoros Shabbos Mitzoros that someone who's mamzi mos lani b'shas dacho, that it's a really not appropriate thing, that it's not a nice thing. So Tos says it depends on the context. If a person is the tax collector is after him and he doesn't have any money, and then you're mamzi lo mos, that's, you're not doing him a favor, because more likely they would just be mevater and they wouldn't collect the taxes from him if you didn't lend the money. So now you're putting him in debt by lending him the money, whereas when he needs to feed himself, he needs to feed his family, so then it's a big mitzvah to lend him the money in such a case. So anyway, about all of these people, Allah HaKasav Omer, the Pasuk says, Oz Tikra V'Hashem Yanati Shaveva Yomer Ineni, that such a person will call out to Hashem, Hashem will respond right away. But if you don't do these things, then you're going to need to fast and daven, and it's not going to be good enough to just call out to Hashem. So then, Simen Isha V'Karka Ezer Zol Shtei Havrachos Tagri Paschi, So these are all just the first words of the teachings that we're about to learn, most of them from Reb Elazar, all the teachings of Reb Elazar. Am Reb Elazar, kol adam shein lo isha eino adam. Someone who doesn't have a wife is not called Adam. Shnemar zachar nekev abraham vayikra shemam Adam. That when Hashem made man and woman together, that's when a man was called Adam. Now prior to that, he's not called Adam. This does not mean that he's not human, that he's not a man. It means that that particular title of Adam is not applied to someone who is not married. Vam Reb Elazar, and Reb Elazar also said, just like someone who doesn't have a wife is not called Adam, kol adam shein lo karka, someone who doesn't own real estate that he could build a house on, eino Adam, is also not called Adam. Shnemar, because the pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashemayim, Shemayim Lashem, va'aretz nasan levnei Adam. Only someone who has aretz, someone who has land, someone who has real estate, is called Adam. Va'am Reb Elazar, a third teaching. Ma'idichsiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says, eselo, Ezer Kenegdo, so Zacha Ozarto, if the person is Zocha, so his wife will be an Ezer to him, Lo Zacha Kenegdo, but if he's not Zocha, then she will be Kenegdo, then she will be against him, meaning it's based on his own merit, that if he merits, then his wife is going to be a great help to accomplish what he needs to accomplish in life, and if he doesn't merit, then she's going to hold him back, and always contradict him, and always be problematic for him. I once heard of art in the name of, I think, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, that he said that the word Zacha means could also mean that a person is correct. So they're both good, meaning it's both the role a wife is supposed to play, that a wife should not just be a yes man to everything he says. Zacha, if he's correct, Eza Ozro, then she should help him. And Lo Zacha, when he's incorrect, Kenegdo, she should stop him and she should tell him, look, you're not doing right, and she should hold him back from doing things that are inappropriate. V'igad Amri, and others say that Reb Elazar Rami, that Reb Elazar asked Astira in the Pasuk, Siv Kenegdo, it says in the Pasuk, the way it's written is, Kenegdo sounds like she helps him. Bekarinan Kenigdo, and the way it's read is Kenigdo, which sounds like she's against him. So the answer is Zacha Kenegdo, Lo Zacha Minagatato, that she's gonna hit him if he's not Zacha, because it doesn't say the letter Yud in the word Kenegdo, so it sounds like it's Nigdo. It's a Lashon of Malkus. Ashrei Rabbi Yosef Leliyahu. Rabbi Yosef once ran into Eliyahu Navi. Samlei, so Rabbi Yosef said to Eliyahu, Ksiv Es Eloezer. Pasuk says Es Eloezer. Bameh Isha Uzar Tel Adam. In what way does a wife help a person? That the Torah emphasizes that she's a helper. In what way does she help him? So Amalei Saliyo said to Rabbi Yossi, Adam may be chitin, chitin koseis. Person goes, works in the field all day, and he brings home wheat. What's he going to do? He's going to chew on wheat. He's not going to be able to do anything with the wheat unless someone prepares it and makes it into a nice dish. Pishtan, he goes and he brings some flax. Pishtan ove, she's going to wear raw flax? No, he's going to need someone to prepare a nice baguette out of it. And that's those are typically things that women would do. So lo nimtzeis mi'ira einav ma'amidas al raglav, so isn't she lightening up his eyes? She gives him food to eat, which causes mi'iras einav, and she stands him up on his feet by making him nice clothing, and in that way she's a great help to him on a very practical level. V'amar Reb Elazar, ma'idichsiv, Reb Elazar also says, what does the pasuk mean when it says, zos hapam etzem me'atzamay uvasar mi'basari? Pasuk continues, "Lazosi kari isha kimei ish lukach lazos." That Adam appreciates that Chava is created. Melamit Shaba Adam al kol behema v'chayv lo niskara daito at Shaba al Chava. That Adam tried to live with each behema and chaya, and he couldn't find any satisfaction until Chava was created. So that's zos hapam. Sounds like, oh, it was only now that finally I get it, that I have a proper mate. V'amar Reb Elazar, my d'chsev Reb Elazar also says, what does the pasuk mean when it says be'av I have two nice branches that I want to be mavrich onto your tree, meaning havracha se'ila means to take a branch from another tree and to graft it onto the original tree. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avram Avinu that normally we're not looking to be megayer people from the outside so much, we're not recruiting gerim, but there are two really special people that need to to be sort of brought into the fold and into Klal Yisrael. Rus HaMoavia, she was from Moab, she was not from Israel, but she became part of Klal Yisrael through Boaz marrying her, and all the Malchus based David ultimately came out of her. Venama HaMonis, who was from Ammon, who also was not a native Jew, and she became part of Klal Yisrael by Shlomo marrying her. She was the mother of Rechavam, and from her came Chizkiyo and Asa and Yoshafat, who were all Tzadikim Gemurim, and Yishayo Anavi, whose father Amos was the brother of Amatya Melch Yehuda. So the pasuk says, "Kol mishpachos ha'adama, afil mishpachos hadaros ba'adama." That who's going to be blessed through Klal Yisrael? All the Mishpachos Adama, even those that live in caves in the Adama, Ein Mishpachos El Bishvil Yisrael, only receive bracha on account of Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael is the conduit through which everybody receives bracha. Kol Goyi Aretz Afilu Sfinos Habaus Migalia La Aspamia. Even the boats that come from Galia to Aspamia, there's a very great distance between them. So most of the time they're out in the Yam, and there's only a small amount of time that they're on the Aretz. Ein They only are blessed because of Klal Yisrael, right? That's what Rashi says. That Afil Sfinos Habos Migali Laspam. Tosfos rather says Mikol Dar Shabal the Rabos Afilu Hanach Shein Omdim El Maat Ba'aretz. Right? Kol, we're darshing from Kol, that Kol Mishpachos Adama, even those that are only on the Adama for a very short amount of time, even they are Misparich Bishvil Yisrael. V'Amar Rabbi Lazar, I lost count already, but another teaching of Rabbi Lazar. All Bali Umnius are going to stop in all other professions, even though they're very chashva professions, and they're instead going to plow and harvest the karka, which is the lowest of all the professions. Shnemar, because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, v'yardum ani yoseihem kol tov simshot melachim kol chov le'ayam alo aretz yamodu, that all of the sailors who normally are involved in sailing are going to say, what are we doing this for? We're not going to have schora anymore, and therefore they're going to go to work the land, and they're going to be engaged in avodas adam and harisha and ktsira. V'amar Rav Lazar, ein lecha umnus pchusim in akarka. It's the lowest of all the avodas of all the umnus shenemar, because the pasuk says v'yardu, that they'll go down to work the karka. Rabbi Elazar chazya lahi ara. Rav Lazar saw a certain portion of land, the shani be'karva lufusa, that someone was plowing the width of the land. So Amalei, he told the balak karka, who's plowing the land, if you were to plow the length of the land as well, and really maximize everything you get out of the land, still would be better to be osek in schora, to find some sort of schora to make your money from, and you make a lot more money than through working the land. Rav al-Lebeni Shibli, Rav went to among the stalks, chazinu dukanaifan, and he saw that they were blowing in the wind. Amalui, niafte itanufe, even if we were to blow more wind than it's doing right now, meaning it's not going to help. It's still better to be osik and schor. No matter how much good is coming out of the land, being osik and schor is going to make you much more money. So the Gemara brings another memra about avodah sakarka being a very lowly profession and a difficult profession. Amar Rava, Rava says better to be osik and schor than to be osik in avodah sakarka, because meyazuzi beiska, if you invest 100 zuz in schor, so then you'll have a lot of money, and kol yom abisra, you'll be able to eat meat every day, v'chamrin, you'll be able to drink wine every day. But me'a zuzi ba'ara, if you invest 100 zuz in avodas ha'adama, you're going to make some money, but very little money. Milcha v'chafura, you'll have some salt and cress, you're not going to have eat high quality food. V'lo od ele meganya le'a'ara, and not only that, you're going to end up lying and sleeping on the ground to protect the land. Umarami le'tigri, and they're going to throw fights on at you, people are going to throw lawsuits at you all the time, they're going to sue you for the land, and you're going to be in fights with people over who owns the land. Amrav Papa, Zravlo Tazbin, Afal Gav Dechiadadininu, Hani Mivarchan. That better to plant your own grain than to buy grain from someone else, because even though the grain may be sold for cheap, and you might think that it's not worth working my land in order to produce my own stuff, no, your own is going to be more blessed. So there's going to be greater blessing. It's going to last longer, it's not going to spoil as quickly. quickly when it's your own, and therefore better investment to work the land rather than to buy food from someone else. Sounds like a steer with everything we've been saying, but that was Rav Papa's suggestion. Rav Papa also says Zabin Velo Tezel, you should sell your kelim that you have in your house that you use and use that money to buy schora rather than get to a point of poverty. But hanimili, that which he said that that it's better to sell your stuff bistarki, that's the kelim in the house, aval glima, but whatever the clothing that you wear, lo misramile, you may not be able to find nice clothing again in the future, so better not to sell your nice jacket. Tom v'lo tashmitz, if you have a hole in the wall in your house, just fill it up, plug it up with something. Don't like cut out a larger piece in order to make it look nice when you fill it up. Shapotz below tivni, but better to do that than to knock down the whole wall and rebuild it. Shekalosik bebinyan mismaskein, that it's considered a person is going to become poor and bisakana if he's osik in binyan. That's the Meiri says are miskinos, when Klal Yisrael were involved in binyan, so it was called are miskinos because of mimaskein. Based on this gemara, meaning this gemara complements that. Kvot zavin ara, if a person wants to buy karka, don't wait, buy real estate early. The longer you wait, the higher it goes. Everyone always says, I'm going to wait till the market corrects itself, I'm going to wait till the real estate goes down. It never will. A person should be much more patient, though, in getting married. He should make sure that he checks out properly, that she's tzadekes, and that she behaves properly, and that she's not someone who's going to make him miserable. When marrying, it's a good idea for a person to go a step below in the level of chashivus, meaning she'll have lower expectations. But it's a good idea to take a step up when it comes to the friends that you hang out with, so that they'll teach you proper manners and they'll you'll become a more refined person. All the pranas that come into the world are only because of Klal Yisrael not doing tshuva properly. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Tzafanya, hechrati goyim nashamu pinosa mechrafti chutzosehem, that the pranas come to Avdi Chavim Uksiv, and the pasuk says, Amarti Achtiri Osi Tikhi Musar, that the purpose of all this is that the Jewish people should take Musar and should do tshuva. Rav Hava Miftim Rabbi Chia, Rav was taking leave of Rabbi Chia, Amalei Rachman Alitzlach, Mimidi Dikashim Mosa, and he said, gave him a bracha that Hashem should save you from that which is worse than death. Umika Midi Dikashim Mosa, is there anything that's worse than death? Nafak Dak, and he went out and he researched Va'ashkach, and he found that sure there is. The pasuk in Kohelet says, Motzani marmi maves es ha'isha, that an isha is worse than death. Rav have a commentary related to Rav's wife was driving him nuts. Ki amrla avidili talovchi, whenever he would ask her to prepare lentils, avdilei chimtzi, she would instead prepare other beans. Chimtzi, when he would ask for chimtzi, avdilei talovchi, she would always prepare the opposite. Ki gadol chia bere, when chia, his son, got a little older, apichla, so he was onto what his mom was doing. So every time his dad would ask for Michael A, he would tell his mother that dad asked for Michael B, and then she would make Michael A, and he would get what he wanted. So Amalei, so Rav said to Rabbi Chia, Yalach lechimach, wow, your mother has become so much nicer to me. She started making all the foods that I like. So Amalei, so Rabbi Chia said to his father, no, I know who the kafichnala. I know her shtick, so I've been switching your requests on the menu. So Amalei, so Rav said to Chia, Haynu the kamri inshi, denafik minach time melafach. He says, that's what people say, that you learn a lot from your kids. You know, I wish I would have realized that, if I would have hopped onto that years ago, I would have enjoyed all my meals all these years. But atlo tavarachi, but you should not be doing that. Shenemar limdu l'shonim devar sheker ha'eva, that you can't teach your children to speak untruth. Because then you're going to get in the habit of telling lies. The Meiri asks, why did Rav tell Rabbi Chia not to do that? After all, the Gemara says that t'mutu l'shanos mipnei ha'shalom. We're going to see in a couple of days that's one of the things you're allowed to lie for, is for the sake of shalom. Isn't that all he was doing? He was lying for the sake of shalom. So the Meiri says that's only if some sort of nezek is going to come out of it. Then you're allowed to be mishanim b'nei ha'shalom. But over here, he knew that his father was a forgiving person anyway. He wasn't going to cause any shalom bias problems. They were fine beforehand. So it wasn't. Well, it's in such a case, there's no heter to be mishanah Rabbi Chiya would come and sorry to the bit. Rabbi Chiya also, his wife would drive him crazy. And yet, whenever he would find something nice, sire le besudre, he would wrap it up nicely to save it for her. And he'd bring it to her as a gift. So he's always showering her with these beautiful, expensive gifts that whenever he would find something nice, he would prepare for her, even though she made his life miserable. So Rav said to him, "Why are you doing that? She drives you nuts. She's, why are you so nice to her?" So he said to him that she's deserving of these gifts because Dayenu Shemagadlus Benenu, it's enough if all she does is raises our children Matzilos Asadim in a chait and saves me from Hir Haravera, saves me from a chait. So that's worth all the gifts in the world. The Iyun Yaakov raises the question, what was Rav trying to do? Meaning he sees someone as being nice to his wife. So, okay, you don't think the wife treats him nicely. You're trying to cause Shalom Bayis problems? What kind of, you're poking him? Why are you being nice to your wife? What kind of question is that to ask? So the Iyun Yaakov says it must be that Rav was afraid that she would be hurt by this because there's a klala of Mishalim Ra'a Tachas Tova Lo Tamush Ra'a Mitoch Beso, that someone's Mishalim Ra'a Tachas Tova, that if he keeps doing her favors and she keeps paying him back Ra'a instead, it's going to be damaging to her. So that's what he explained. No, it's not Ra'a Tachas Tova. It's Tova Tachas Tova. She deserves it because she does. She's very valuable in my life in terms of raising our children and in terms of saving me from the chait. What chait? So Rashi says cryptically, hear her avera. Not that she saves him from actual avera. He was never going to do actual avera. Just from hear her avera. So the Marsha says that Rashi doesn't say kipshuta, that she saves him from actual avera, because hear avera is kasha me avera. The Gemara says in Yuma Daf Chav Tes that hear avera in a certain sense is even worse. The Marsha also says, to explain Rashi, that Chazal say about hear avera, the Gemara in the end of Bab Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Dalin, says that hear avera is something that ain't adam nitzal mimenu b'chol yom, that every single day a person sins in hear avera. So to save him from that means to save him on a much more constant basis. But avera mamish, a person doesn't do every single day. So the Gemara says that a person who gets married, the Gemara is going to say avonosov mispakikim, that means hear avera, that is that prior to getting married, he was a person who's constantly dealing with hear avera. So Mikli Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Brei, Rav Yehuda taught mikra to Rav Yitzchak his son, and he taught him the Paskin Koeles. Umotzani mar mimavet sasi isha. So he was teaching him Tanakh, and he got to that pasuk. So Rav Yitzchak said to his father, Kugon man, what type of woman is that? Is mar mimavet? So he said, Gonimach, your mother is mar mimavet. So Vamasli Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Brei. But one time Rav Yitzchak was teaching Mishnayis to his son Rav Yehuda. So Einal demotzei koras ruach ele miishta rishona, and he taught him that a person only finds a sense of nachas ruach and a sense of simcha from his first wife. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Mishlei, Yehi makorcha baruch hu smach me eishas nurecha. So it's saying that she's brucha and chaviva and brings you simcha. So Amalei kigon man. So again, the son asked the father, Rabbi Yitzchak asked Rabbi Yehuda, kigon man, who is an example of such a woman? And again, he said kigon imach, like your mother. Your mother is the one that brings simcha and joy and good things. So the Gemara is asking, it's a stira. He defined her as marmi mavas just a moment ago. So the Gemara answers, the two psukim could both be about the same person. Maskif tekifa, she would get angry very often, and that's why it's motzani marmi mavas, whenever she'd throw a fit. But she also was easy to appease, so she would get back into a good mood pretty quickly, and that's also a very great quality. So like most people, she had some good qualities and some not such good qualities. But the Gemara is identifying the qualities, that someone who gets angry, that's a very terrible quality. Someone who's easy to appease is a very great quality. So what is an example of an isha ra? Amar Abai Mekashtele Taka, she'll prepare the table very nicely for him, Mekashtele Puma, but she'll curse and yell the whole time while she's trying to prepare a nice meal. So it makes it not worth it, because that's an isha ra'a, because you might have a nice meal to show for it, but was it really worth all the shalom bayis in the interim? Rava Mekashtele Taka Mahadrele Gabba, then no, she prepares a nice meal for him, and then she doesn't eat with him, so they don't spend any time together, they don't enjoy the meal together. So that's an isha ra'a, that an isha tova should want to spend time with the husband. So Amar Rabbi Chaim Bar Chanina, kibin shenasa admisha avanos of mispakakin, that when a person gets married, his averus are forgiven. Shenamar mati isha matzatov v'yafak ratzon me Hashem. So we darshan v'yafak as mispakakin, that the averus disappear, that they are machul. B'marava in Eretz Yisrael kinasiv in ishitza, when a man would get married, amri lehachi, they would ask him the following: matza or motze? And they meant to ask him matza duksiv mati isha matzatov or motze duksiv motze ani marmi maves asayisha. They would ask him, what kind of marriage is this? Marriage could be the greatest blessing in a person's life, and Rachmana Litzlana could be the biggest curse in a person's life. So they would ask him, are you experiencing a matzah isha matzah tov, or are you experiencing a motzah ani marmi mavisasi isha? Amar Rava isha ra'a, when a person has an isha ra'a, meaning a wife who's always picking fights with him, mitzvah lagarsha. So he has to divorce her. D'chsev garish leitz yetzim adam yishmustin v'kalon. That if he is megarish the leitz, so then all the fights are going to stop, and the bizyonos are going to stop. Sometimes that's the best eitzah. The Amar Rava isha ra'u k'subas maruba. If he's married to an isha ra'a and she has a very large ksuba, so he can't afford to get divorced, so rasa betzida, the eitzah is to marry a second wife, darmi inshi, because people say all the time that the greatest musr one could give to an isha is bechaverta velo besilta, that more punishing to her is to have a competitor than to have a thorn stuck in her side, that a woman will get musr and will change her ways because of the pachad that she's going to have a tzara more than any sort of other punishments that's going to inspire her to want to be better. V'yamarava, kashi isha ra'a b'yom sagrir, ki'yom sagrir, an isha ra'a is like a day that it hails outside and that it's windy and stormy. Shnemar delav tori b'yom sagrir ve'eshas midyanim nishtava, that the delav, the pouring rain and isha ra'a will bring about fights, that they're the same, that they're equated to each other. Look how wonderful a good marriage is and how terrible a bad marriage is. Kamatovi isha tova, how good is a good marriage? How good is a good wife? Tichsiv matzi isha matzah tov, that the pasuk says, if you found a wife, you found tov. So ibikav amishtei kras somimanav shach. The pasuk might be a mashal, but either way, if the pasuk is meant to be taken literally, that it's talking about actually matzi isha, kamatovi isha tova shakas meshabcha. Look what the pasuk is saying, that it's that if you're matzi isha, that you're a matzah tov. So that's a pretty nice praise. And ibitara mishtei kras. And even if the pasuk is only a mashal, and it's not even talking about isha, it's really talking about Torah, that if you find Torah, it's matzah tov, but kamatovi isha tova shatar nimshalaba. Look what the pasuk is using to as a mushel for the Torah. Is there anything better in the world than the Torah? And when we're trying to find a mushel of goodness, the best example we can think of is isha. So you see that being married in a good relationship, in a strong relationship, is the greatest blessing in the world. But kamara'a isha ra'a, how awful it is to have a bad marriage. That the isha is marmi maves. So, and again, mimanavshach, the pasuk might be a mashal, but even if it's meant to be taken literally, that it's actually talking about the isha, kamara isha rosh, akas magana. Look, that the pasuk is saying that it's marmi maves. And even gehenim shtaykra, and if it's talking about gehenim, that gehenim is marmi maves, kamara isha rosh, gehenim nimshalaba. When we want to come up with a mashal for gehenim, we describe isha rosh. So that tells you how terrible it is. So either way, whether it's a mashal or not, you see the goodness of Isha Tova and the badness of Isha Ra'a. So Gemara brings other drashas about an Isha Ra'a. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, Hinni mevi Ra'a asher lo yuchlu latzeis mimena, that there's going to be an inescapable Ra'a. So Amram Nachman Amram Baravua, the Ra'a that it's referring to is Isha Ra'a, that causes the husband all sorts of tsar, uksubasa maruba, where she has an expensive ksuba, where he can't afford to divorce her. So Sadani Hashem biyadi lo uchalkum. Amar Rav Chista Amar Marukva Barchia Ishara Ksubas Maruba. When it says that I just won't be able to withstand it, I can't stand anymore, that's referring to an Ishara where there's a major Ksuba, where he's not able to free himself from this terrible marriage. Bimarava Amru Zemuzanosav Tulian Bekaspo, that the pasuk is talking about someone who doesn't have karka to plant on, and he always has to buy his mezonos with money, and you can't grow money on trees, and therefore he's always worried, is he can have enough money to be able to buy whatever he needs. If he's able to grow things on the karka, so he has this constant stream of food that's coming into his life, but if he has to rely on making money, so then it's going to be much more agonizing for him, that he's never going to know where the next meal is coming from, if he's going to have the money to be able to buy the next meal. So once we talk about Isha Ra'a, and the psukim that describe Isha Ra'a from the Tochcha, so we mention other things that come from the Tochcha. So in Parshat Kisavo, the pasuk says, Banechu v'nasecha nesunim la'amacher. So Amar Rav Chan Barava, Amar Rav, Esha Sa'av, that the klal over here is talking, Zu Esha Sa'av. That's a reference to Esha Sa'av, that his sons and daughters are going to be given over to his father's wife, and she's going to she's like an amacher to them, because she's not their mother, meaning to their father's wife, to the stepmom. So a stepmom is not the same as a mom. So it also says in the klalos, but goy novel achisem. So the Amorayim have a machlokas. Who is the goy novel? So Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, Amar Rav, zo isha ra'a. Novel is an isha ra'a uksubas meruba, with a hefty ksuba, where he's unable to divorce her because he can't afford it. Rabbi Lezer Omer, that no, novel is elu atzdokim. That's a reference to the tzdokim. V'cheinu Omer, and that's what the pasuk says in Tehillim. Omer novel belibo ein elukim. So and the pasuk continues, hishchisu hitivu alila eino satov. So you see that someone who says ein elukim is called a novel. So that's the tzdokim. The masnisa tana, the brisa teaches elu anche, the novel that we're referring to, elu anche birbaria. It's the people from birbaria va'anche martinai, and the people of martinai shemahalchen arum b'shuk, that walk around in the market naked, shein luchem shukat matul v'fnei makom yosim mishemahalich b'shuk arum, that there's nothing that's more disgusting takonish baruch hu than people who walk around undressed in the shuk. Rabbi Yochanan Amar elu chabarim. That's a reference to the Parsi people, that the rishayim and their mevaza Klal Yisrael. So since we mentioned Rabbi Yochanan about the Chabarim, about the Parsi people, so the Gemara tells us a maysa about that. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, they told Rabbi Yochanan, Asu Chabari leBavel, that the Parsi people have conquered Bavel. So Shagav Nafal, he right away bent over and he fell over, because he knew that now the Talmidei Yeshiva are at the mercy of the Parsi people. So Amalei Mekabli Shukta, they told him, don't worry, they accept bribes. So Teritz V'Yasef, so he sat up properly again, because he knew he'll be able to always bribe them to leave the yeshiva boys alone. So he told Rabbi Yochanan Gozral Shlosha, that they were gozer on three things, that these are the Parsi people were gozer three things against the Jewish people. So Rabbi Yochanan said Mipnei Shlosha, that it's because of three averos that we did. Number one, Gozral Abasa, they made gzeris against Shchita. You still see nowadays some countries try make gzeris against Shchita. Why Mipnei Matanos? It's because we were gozer the Kohanim. We didn't give the Matanos that we're supposed to give to Kohanim of and therefore we were punished mida keneged mida, that we're not able to eat meat. Gazru ala merchatzos, they didn't allow Jews to utilize the merchatzos mipnei tevila. That's because of the mikvah, that we weren't careful to go to the mikvah. So the Marsha says in Chiddush HaGadol, what? That, I would think that would be a much worse punishment. They were violating nisakaris if we're not careful to use the mikvah. So he says, no, it doesn't mean that we didn't use the mikvah. It means we didn't do a proper chafifa prior to the tevila, that we didn't do all the proper preparations that one is supposed to do in order to ensure that there are no chatzitzos on the body prior to the tevila. Kamachata, and he says the same thing with the matnos kuna. Not that we didn't give the matnos kuna, but that we came up with every etzah that we can to find a patur rather than trying to do the mitzvah. Kamachati shachvi, they would also dig up graves of Jewish people, and that's because we did the avera of participating in their holidays. Shenemar, that means they're going to punish those who are already dead. Yeah, because of the sins of those who are alive, they take out the mesim from their graves, and there's going to be such bizyonos to the mesim. Amalei Rava L'Rabba Bar Mari. Ksiv, the pasuk says, when Yirmiyahu describes the Mesa Yisrael, lo yiyasav lo yikaveru l'domen al p'rei adama yiyu, that the Mesa are going to be just lying out b'bizayon outside of a kever. Uksiv, and it says after that, v'nivchar mavis minchayim, that mavis is better than life. So it's difficult if the living are going to see that they're not going to be buried when they're dead. So certainly they're not going to choose death over life. So Amalei, he said, no, the pasuk doesn't mean that the chayim, the living, will prefer death over life. No, rather it means that nivchar mavis lo rishayim shlo yichyu bal mazeh v'yechtu v'yiplu b'gehenim, that it's better for the rishayim to die so that they won't live in this world, and through that they won't have to come to sin, and therefore they won't end up in gehenim. Kasuv b'sefer ben Sira, it says in the sefer ben Sira again about an isha tova, that isha tova matana tova lebaila, an isha tova is a good gift to her husband. Ksiv tova b'cheki rei elokim tinasin, that an isha tova is given to a yirei elokim, to a good man. Isha ra'a tzaras lebaila, an isha ra'a is like a tzaras to her husband. Maita kante yigrashenav yisrapi mitzarato, so you should divorce her and then be cured of his tzaras. Isha yafa ashrei baila, her husband's going to be enriched. Mispar yom of kiflayim, his days are going to be doubled. Hele meinecha eishaschein, hide your eyes from looking at eishaschein, at other people's wives. Penti lucky b'mitzudasa, lest you get ensnared in her trap. Al teitei tzal baila, don't go hang out with a beautiful woman's husband too much. Limsochimo yayin v'sheicher, to go drinking with him. Kibetor isha yafa, because if you're always exposed to an isha yafa, you're always seeing her, ram mushchasu, it's going to cause a lot of people's downfall. Vatsum kala rugeha, ramayu potsi rochel, there are a lot of people that the people who sell besamim, the rochel, sell besamim for women, hamaragim l'dvaravera, that cause dvaravera, because when the husband comes home, that she sells the husband of the woman he sells besamim to finds him being misyached with his wife, so he's going to be potzo, so he's going to get into a fight with him, and he's going to beat him up. Kinitzos mavigachelas, that's like a small spark will light up a big flame. Kichluv malei of, like a nest full of birds, kein bateya malei mirma. So too, the homes of those who sell besamim to nashim are full of mirma, are full of deceit. Okay, Bez Hashem, will continue with Ben Sira's advice with Al Teitzar tomorrow. It's short enough tomorrow, hopefully, so we'll try to catch up. Okay, have a good day, everybody.
Take care.
Have a good day.
Take care. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.